Speech of December 2009, about the superiors. Superiors have, after all, not only a special responsibility towards their employer, but also towards their subordinates. A poorly developed personality makes their task difficult. In particular, the higher the positions are they fill. Therefore, they should prepare themselves thoroughly for their task as it is useful and fill it only then. If they do not, there is a risk of causing more damage than utility, especially if one involves all the consequences of their judging and acting. Thus, not only the achieved output may suffer, but also their entire environment. Ultimately, an unprepared and incompetent superior does not pay off. Therefore, superiors are reliably to trial with repetitions in modified form in certain intervals during the period of service to ensure the required quality. The employees are appropriately to involve into these trials, giving them the opportunity to take a stand on their superiors in an anonymous form. The results are carefully to examine with regard to their validity and appropriately to consider in the further proceeding. Leadership of employees requires sensitivity and special competence. Who does not know to treat the subordinates adequately is to be made aware of the necessity to change this behavior in order to be able to remain in this position. Here he is discreetly and inconspicuously to support through appropriate measures. Something similar applies if employees and subordinates commit demonstrably continued misconduct or privileges resulting from the positions are misused. Vice versa, exemplary behavior is to honor by a suitable acknowledgement of the employer. The highest superior of every teacher is L. This is said particularly to those who believe to have no superior in their world. Who has L as direct superior has to meet the highest requirements and usually the most difficult tasks in the world. L knows exactly what he can how claim from whom and how the circumstances in total are. However, L is a wonderful superior who furthers one optimally and has all the abilities that one desires from a superior. Who governs has after L to answer especially to those whom he represents. The more these are, the higher standards are to set to the. Who obviously does not meet these standards has to give up this office immediately and durably if this cannot be remedied in order to avert major damage.